Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, lads, let's get into it. Tristan, the market itself, there's been a little bit of tightening, I think, a little money around for the Panthers. Where's it sit right now?
Yeah, so it sits at the moment as $1.35 Penrith, $3.25 Parramatta, 8.5 the line. So we pushed the market out literally as soon as the final whistle was blown on the South Sydney game. And at that point, there was, in my view, some concern for Viliami Kikau and even Jerome Luai. And we did price it up at probably what I felt was a higher price than what you would normally price that game up as. Obviously, since they both subsequently got off and, there's no massive serious injury news that's completely unexpected, the Panthers have tightened up a little bit. I probably agree with Jared that maybe the Panthers are still a touch overs, but in a game like this, when you've got a very firm favourite in the final, there is always a bit of pushback on the other side because a lot of punters will try to position themselves into a spot where they can't lose and back the other side in the match. So that probably has some impact. Although in saying that, I thought that might have been the case with the Swans Geelong game in the AFL, but the market early in the week definitely pushed for Geelong, but there was a bit of a push for the Swannies at the plus. It'll be interesting if that holds true in the NRL version of the grand final.
I'm surprised about the market. I expected it to be closer to 10 when the first numbers went up off the game. The fact that it ended up at 7.5, it's now 8.5, it did surprise me. And it sat there at 7.5 for a couple of days. There's certainly been the move since. I mean, as I suggested earlier, Jimmy, I was somewhere around $1.27. I thought the market was somewhere around 10. I can be higher, but that's where I expected the market to be. And, it's Penrith there to roll out the way that we expect as the benchmark with that defensive position. And I think that that's where the market is built in.
Yeah, I get the sense that, the factor that kept it that little bit closer or Penrith at a bit better price was the two wins that Parramatta have had over them during the course of this year. And the first one at Penrith was a really good win. But they didn't play well on the night. They hung in there, and they got it at the end, right? So fair play to them. They win the game. There's an element of a question mark over what they did in the absence. I thought they were well and truly on top when Nathan Cleary was sent off the field in that round 20 clash. But the other thing, they came out a 12-man Panthers side in the second half and it was 6-4. They won the second half. So all those things go into the mix with that. And I think that's probably why your price... Or the price is not where a lot of people anticipate it.
And Jimmy, just talking about favourites in grand finals, right? If we look at the last 14 NRL grand finals, 9 of those 14 have been not only won by the favourite, but the favourite has covered the line. 9 out of 14. I mean, we're talking a really high number here. That's the best part of what, 75-80%. So what that's also suggesting is that the market has been accurate in forecasting what they expected and then the outcome, but also the gap between them and then the favourite covering the gap. And I think that that's about where the market expects that with that week off, with the less football, that the Panthers then have the advantage. I like the fact around the Eels, though, that they just are flying under the radar and they just don't have this expectation because there was all that talk and media focus and carry on about week one and week two of the finals and could they get past that and under Arthur that it was a poor record and all of that. Well, they shook all of that when they got through week two. Then they get to week three and go to Townsville where they weren't expected to win. And for whatever reason, they get back on the plane coming home going into a grand final. So now there's just none of that expectation. If they get beat on Monday, we'll all be saying, well, that's probably what we expected. Now, those sorts of teams can be sneaky dangerous in the grand final because they just need a little bit of a sniff early and start to play with a little bit of football and a little bit of confidence. And they got 40 or 50,000 people in the stands that haven't seen success in a grand final for a long time. That sort of stuff can really take you a long way.
They should feel like they're playing with house money, shouldn't they? Like that should be the mentality. Just on that, 9 out of 14 is 64%. You haven't got any term deposits that you're offering there or anything, have you, Jared?
No. Jimmy, I was just inflating it to see whether it was you or Tristan that jumped in first.
All right. What's your betting strategy? Gentlemen, start with you, Jared.
Jimmy, I like the Panthers to cover the line, and certainly my best of the week would be to cover 8.5. I took the 7.5 earlier in the week. I just thought under the key number of 8 was right. I still think that under 10 is where it looks, and I would not be surprised that we're looking at a high-scoring game here. I certainly do believe that we have points over. I mean, the number I'm working around is 30 to 14. So I've got the Panthers at 13. I've got the Eels at 14. 30 to 14, a 16-point margin, a 44-point game. I think it's all about their defence. You know, even last week, under pressure in that first half, under the pump, they still went into half-time only conceding 12 points. It's been their average all year. They're the best defensive team. They're fresh. I think they're ready to peak. I think defence is the key. And then I think the 9 and the 7 lead the way. And the 1, he was absolutely outstanding last week. I'm sure he has a big game again. If I had to find somebody for the Clive Churchill, I thought $14 for Appy Coruscant. I know he might be missing for the first 15 or so minutes. He was just instrumental in changing that game, straightening it up, finding yarding it in the middle. His direction of play and read of what he does is just so astute. $14 for the Clive Churchill, he would be my play as well.
Tristan?
Yeah, I tend to agree with Jared. I just think the Panthers are absolutely primed for a dominant display here. I think they've been the best side by a fair margin throughout the course of the year, and I think they're really going to assert their authority against a Parramatta side that's done phenomenally well to get to the big dance. But you know, I think they were quite fortunate to get over the top of the Cowboys, and I think this is a completely different beast here. I think Penrith win. I think they win pretty comfortably, 13+. And I look at the Clive Churchill, and obviously Nathan Cleary is the standout, and you'd expect if they win, he's going to be very hard to beat. But just wouldn't surprise if Viliami Kikau, last game for the Panthers, bleached hairstyle, has a big game early and puts his name up there in lights. It wouldn't surprise me at $26 if he has a sizable game.
Wasn't he a man on a mission last weekend?
Well, yeah, you forget that he's 6'7". And 122 kilos. Like when he's throwing himself around so athletically, you have to remember that. Like this is a big man that's doing that.
Mate, when the trainer was picking Graham up off the ground, he was also going back about 5 metres looking for a couple of his spare ribs. Yeah. I mean, that was one hell of a hit.
We're all singing from the same hymn sheet, minus 8.5 comfortably. I looked at 13+ at $2.36. I know $2.85, but everything points to Nathan, doesn't it? Because the Australian selectors are going to announce their Rugby League World Cup squad. If you get player of the match in the grand final, then you should then walk into the number 7 jersey. I think that's probably what they're going to do as well. I know no value at $2.85, but, you know, win's a win. First try scorer, Isaac Tungo and Mike Asivo, both at $11. So you'd be looking at both of those guys. Tungo out on that left-hand side and Sivo on his left-hand side up against the Ferrari. You know, the Fijian Mack truck up against the Forbes Ferrari. Doesn't sound too good for me. NRLW, I've been covering this the games for the last couple of weeks. So I like the Knights at the -6, the $1.90. They are absolutely superstars. Tamika Upton, Millie Boyle, and this young girl, Jessie Southwell, she's a 17-year-old halfback. Heard Matty Johns talk about it the other day. He thinks she's the best footballer in Newcastle, which is just saying something, men's or women. She's a little star, but first try scorer, Tamika Upton, you offer $13, Tristan. I'm going to have a little piece of that too. So that would be mine for the NRLW.